For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Next up, Drug Truth Network reporter Terry Nelson, who has 32 years' experience serving our nation as a customs and border official.
Just say cheese. This timely, family-friendly saying has taken on a new meaning in urban schools in North Texas. Defined by contemporary urban lingo, cheese is a mixture of heroin and crushed Tylenol PM. 1/10 of a gram costs $2. Police are calling the cheese mixture starter heroin. This deadly powdered mix is apparently becoming popular with middle and high school kids. Linked to the latest trend is the recent death of a young man reported in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on May 19th. This young man died of an apparent overdose of the drug. The truth of the issue is that many more may die from this drug because of the way kids obtain it. To those of you who are not familiar with heroin or other addicted drugs, one does not have to die just because they become addicted to a drug. Recovering addicts agree that while it is certainly not recommended, one can maintain a heroin habit for many years, providing the quality and quantity is the same, purity. The problem comes when a user accustomed to a street shot of, say, 8% heroin, which is what cheese is reported to contain, one day scores an 8-plus heroin-rich hit from a known or unknown source. Snorters shoot up the heroin, which is substantially more than 8%, and the risk could possibly be fatal. Qualified medical help is essential in combating the effects of an overdose. The best way to survive that occurrence is to get to a hospital emergency room as quick as possible and be prepared to be honest with the doctors. Provide the facts, and the chances of survival dramatically improve. Sounds simple, right? Sadly, kids experimenting with drugs may die because their friends are afraid to take them to an emergency room in fear of being arrested for participating in an illegal activity. This is tragic and does not need to happen. The annual number of deaths in the United States each year attributed to heroin overdoses is approximately 3,000. These 3,000 people did not have to die. One of the reasons they are dead is that there is no quality control in the distribution network of cartels, drug gangs, and street dealers. Chances are that these people would still be alive if they could have purchased a drug from a reliable, licensed source. I am a retired law enforcement officer with more than 30 years' experience in the war on drugs, and I no longer believe that we have a chance of winning. Major crimes such as rape and murder have fallen in the past 10 years, but drug-related crimes have increased. These figures indicate that we have lost the drug war and need to change the rules and end the game. I believe that it is time to treat drug use as a social issue and not a criminal one. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
I, too, am a spokesman for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I urge you to visit our website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.